Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And here we go. The fourth and final best, the money hour of the Rob Brown Show starts now. It is the Fan Upstate, Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, and you. And now joining us as he does every Thursday at 9 a.m. on our stream, which you can watch at facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, the Fan Upstate on Twitter, or the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, or on Twitch. The hating ass one himself, Mario Heron from the BetMGM Network, executive producer of BetMGM Tonight, which you can hear every single weekday night from 7 to 11 p.m. And tomorrow might be hosted by the two most handsomest men in radio, Ryan Horvat and me, the great one on that side of the glass, Mario on that side of the glass. What up, big fella? How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I mean, I can't wait for tomorrow with the great Rob Brown on BetMGM Tonight, talking a little Defensive Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year. We have Rockets Warriors, another game that we'll be live reacting to. It's going to be a packed show, so make sure everyone tunes in. And even tonight on our show, we have Ryan Harris, the former Super Bowl champion. Are you freaking kidding me?
Nice.
That's who we have on at 7:40. So get locked in, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a fun night, but what's more fun than the NFL draft and the NBA? I would say absolutely nothing.
Let's talk a little NBA here. Let's go back last night. Lakers bounced 4-1 by the lower-seeded Timberwolves. Apparently, Rudy Gobert decided he was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for a night. Simple outcome to me. I really wanted to believe that Luka and LeBron playing the outside-in game would be enough to get it done, but at the end of the day, Timberwolves just own the paint every series. Not necessarily in terms of putting up 30 burgers from close range the whole time, but just out-physicaled the Lakers and Luka by himself, because I do not think Braun was as physical as he was in the regular season before Luka showed up. It basically cost him.
It did. I think what cost him more too, Rob, is, and we see this every playoff run, we see this so many times with like these quote-unquote like superstardom teams. We see it happen with the Suns. We saw it happen with the Nets when they had their kind of big three going. We just saw it now with Luka and LeBron. When you just have superstars and you have like two to three, but you don't have anything around them, you're going to lose the basketball game. Because in these deep playoff runs, in these championship level teams, yes, you have to have a superstar, but you have to have the role players that just stepped up and played out of their minds in order to win a title, in order to make a run. You know, Derek White with the Celtics was a huge part. Payne Pritchard's a huge part. Bruce Brown when the Nuggets made their run was a huge part. On the Bucks, you had Brooke Lopez as huge during that. Obviously, Middleton was too, but Drew Holiday was also excellent in that. You have every single time guys around the superstars that just up their game. And with the Los Angeles Lakers, you didn't have that. That's why J.J. Redick didn't sub a whole second half and kept his starters in this past weekend, and that came back and hurt them. That's why last night you saw once again, you know, Rudy Gobert had a great night, and it was very funny to see Shaq try to like compliment him live on air. But he stepped up big. DiVincenzo is huge. McDaniels is huge. Alexander Walker's a nightmare on the defensive side. Naz Reid is always in your grill. Like, the Wolves just have all of these plug-and-play guys that the Lakers just simply don't. They don't have a five. And you saw the roots of it. You saw what the issues lie. And on top of all that, Rob, you have a rookie head coach that's never had any coaching experience. And JJ, you can scream at the media all you want. And quite frankly, it kind of pissed me off a little bit. Like, JJ, that was a very reasonable question. If you're going to get mad about that, then simply grow up. Figure it out. You're not a Duke, snotty, bratty college player anymore. You're a grown man coaching the most popular franchise in basketball. Figure it the hell out. That made me so angry last night. But Lakers, they're out. I'm glad to see it. LeBron, you need more people around him, because at 40 years old, he can defeat Father Time, but he's, you know, got to do it on his terms. You can't just ask for more and more and more.
The JJ thing is interesting, because I was very much against the hire when it got made. And then in the regular season, I handed JJ Redick all the flowers because I thought he did a pretty good job. And then it just felt like it was full meltdown mode in these playoffs. But the point I made, and I had a conversation with a buddy of mine earlier this AM talking about the elimination, Mario. It's just frustration, because at the end of the day, you could have had the greatest substitution role of all time. You just didn't have the dog. You didn't have the big man. Like, I don't know if the Mark Andrews trade that the Lakers invalidated via a failed physical would have fixed it. But if you'd had a 7-footer that could disrupt Rudy Gobert, you'd at least had a chance. They just didn't have the weaponry to get it done. It doesn't matter what substitution rotation J.J. Redick went with.
No, I don't disagree with that. I think they didn't have enough weaponry. Like, they just didn't have the personnel to beat the Wolves, and they didn't have the personnel to make it far in the playoffs. Like, when you made the argument for the Lakers to do it, your argument was, what if Luka just does the unreal Luka things? What if LeBron does the thing that we've seen him do so many times? That was your argument. And then you said, what we've seen from Austin Reeves offensively, he can carry this team to the playoffs. And then you just need luck along the way. Let's be honest. You need guys to get hurt. You need teams to have some unfortunate situations, some long series, and boom, you're in the Western Conference Finals. You're in the NBA Finals. It's happened before with teams. But at the end of the day, I think it's hard to fix what you have. And JJ, I was against the JJ hire. I think he did an excellent job in hiring assistants around him that are veteran head coaches. You have Nick McMillan on that staff. Scott Brooks has been on that staff. Those are guys that have been a part of long playoff runs as head coaches. So I think those are smart moves. And on the NBA, there's no hiding on the NBA floor. If you're the weak link, like, congratulations, you're going to be found. Where's Waldo? You got him. It's the easiest game to ever play. But all that being said, you got to put your team in the best situation to win, and to not even trot out the idea, I think, of throwing Hayes out there, that's where I kind of go against it. And like some out of bounds plays and that game this past weekend where you had three guys just sprint at the inbounder. I don't know what play that was, but obviously it didn't work and it was a pretty stupid play. I'm also hand up, like, I hate Duke. I hate JJ Redick. I can't stand. So there's bias in this take.
Hey, none of us noticed that when he was talking a little bit earlier about Duke.
Yeah, for sure. Never been brought up on this show before, actually.
I just can't look, there's a lot of things. Like, he acted like he was so above the media when he was in media and acted like, I'm the only one that can talk basketball and I understand basketball. And it's like, okay, come on. Other people can too. And then you go on a show where all the show is hot takey. And then you think you're going to bring, like, some sense to it. And then you're thinking it would be, like, this overall, like, calmness to it. Okay. Don't say there's a problem with media and then join the biggest problem in the media.
Hayton S. Mario Heron from the BetMGM Network joins us on Thursdays at 9 o'clock. One thing I've said, my biggest takeaway from these playoffs so far is that the old hats who say the NBA isn't physical anymore are just wrong. I mean, they're just wrong. These teams are absolutely getting after it. Do you agree with that take? And what is your biggest takeaway from round one?
So the way I kind of look at this is, my dad, who is a complete 90s basketball homer, it was better back in the day. He was at the Pacers-Bucks game the elimination game in game five. He was at, he was in Detroit, saw the Detroit Knicks, and he goes, the NBA is officially back. He's like, the physicality, because these guys hate each other. And I think it's beautiful. You have, in every first round, there's been an altercation. There's been some type of drama. There's been technicals. And the NBA has done a good job, I think, in not overreacting to any of it. Going, all right, we're going to, you know, there's going to be some technicals in the game, but there's not going to be any suspensions. And I think that's been brilliant. Let these teams hate each other. Let Detroit and New York absolutely despise each other. That's great for the brand. Let Indiana and Milwaukee absolutely hate each other. Tyrese's dad, all right, come on, buddy. But he's been a constant problem. Let them kind of go at it. Let Nuggets Clippers go at it. This is great for basketball. You need more rivalries. You need more hatred within the game. Fantastic. Rockets Warriors. That's been a rivalry growing for a while now. Now I know it's new players a lot of time in Houston, but Dylan Brooks is still the biggest jerk of them all. And he's still going to let you know if he doesn't like you. And he's going to still do some cheap shots. I've loved the playoffs. I think it's been everything the NBA needs and more. And it's really silenced the crowd. That's going to come up every November of the NBA is boring. The NBA has a problem. And it's like, okay, talk about it then. But then talk about it now when you have every single first round series of guys that are truly trying to go for each other's throats. It's brilliant basketball. It's great basketball. And if you're not watching it, if you're against it, then all right, good for you. Then watch hockey. Hockey's on. Hockey's fun. You know, bet that. Bet the over. Bet the under. Watch Ovi do some crazy stuff. I don't care. But the NBA right now is spectacular, and it's never been better.
Hayden asked Mario. Mario Heron, I don't need you to disparaging the good name of the Stanley Cup playoffs, sir. It's no. Elite level hockey.
No, it is. I'm not disparaging it. I'm just saying the people that like scream about how terrible the NBA is, they always come around now. And it's just those voices have been silent. As this basketball has been insane. And as we have young talent that's really shown up to play. Who would have thought Cade Cunningham would be the player he is now? He's going to introduce to the world. Pretty exceptional. Pretty exciting stuff. When Detroit's going to be back, and if they hate the Knicks, and they hate the Celtics, and they keep this attitude,
for a minute, I think the Orlando Magic found a running mate for Paolo Banchero, and I think the Magic, like good young team, are on their way. Put Detroit in that club. They find a Cade Cunningham running mate. Detroit's going to be nasty.
I would bet more money that Detroit would be back faster than Orlando if I had to wager on that.
I wouldn't disagree. I think they are a better roster. I think Orlando is like Orlando needs a couple of pieces, but I still think both of those teams are potentially the future.
Can I give you a big brain theory really quickly?
Obviously.
Okay. So, a lot of these players, they've come up, they were raised, and they remember the sick Detroit era from like 04, I would say it's like, 09, of the Chauncey Billups, Tayshaun Prince, Hamilton. People want to be a part of that. Like people are like, what if we brought back Detroit? Like, Detroit's now, Cade's fun to play with. J.B. Bickerstaff's a very likable head coach. There's a chippiness that guys like. I think Detroit knows what they are and they know their identity and they want to bring all that back into the association. Where like if you look at Orlando, and by the way, Detroit's fan base, when that gets going, it's a great fan base. Like that's a fantastic place to play ball. Versus Orlando, where you go, every star comes and goes. You haven't had shooting in the past 2 years. If you had shooting, you'd probably make a run by now. A playoff game's not very live there. Your fans are just Disney visitors that just didn't have an all-day pass to Avatar or they want to wait in line, so they just got to go to a Magic game. It's hard. It's a hard sell, I would argue. Very hard sell.
I genuinely don't know how or why Orlando has a team. Like, I like I Orlando. Have no idea. I've been there a bunch of times. Like, I love Disney. I will go to Epcot 77 out of 78 days. I do not understand why there is an NBA team in Orlando, Florida.
It's that in Jacksonville. It's fascinating to me. I'm like, how did Jacksonville get a team? Just because it's like, you know, what else is going on there?
Nothing. You know, Jacksonville's the butthole of America. That place is awful.
Yeah, Florida. I mean, you're a Floridian. Is that what it's called? Floridian?
Floridian, yes.
Oh, no. I like the first one.
A Floridian.
Yeah.
Floridian.
Because it matches him.
From the guy who brought you Sirs.
That's on a t-shirt. It's on a t-shirt, It's on a t-shirt and they're marketing it, so.
So it's officially licensed t-shirt?
I think so.
Okay, I got me. Because anyone can make a t-shirt.
Is it just some guy on Etsy? Like,
it's their team shirt that they put on the seats that when you go there and you put it on.
That would be officially licensed.
Hey, is Giannis done in Milwaukee?
I think so. But that, the whole like people saying, oh, they just got to blow it up. They just got to blow it up. That's a lot easier said than done. Bucks went all in, and they don't have any rights to their picks until 2030 and 2031. So if they really want to trade Giannis, or Giannis really wants out, that, you know, him being like if he was like, oh, I want to go to the Warriors, right? If I want to go to the Lakers, which I can't stand. Every Laker fan's like, can't wait for him to be in a Laker uniform. It's like, do you not realize that the Luka was that's a one-off. That's not going to happen again for you. But the Bucks would need back is one picks, and one, they need, like, they can't afford to tank because they don't own any of their picks. So whatever they get back, they have to be able to compete or like make the argument of, hey, we have young enough talent. This is something we can like build off of and give our, you know, audience, to give our fans something to watch, because they just built a new stadium. They just extended their GM. So they have to make a lot of moves if they want to get this done. Like a team like the Rockets would be probably their best option if Giannis would even want to go to Houston. You know, we talked about him a lot, but like Detroit would have to be an option just in terms of picks and maybe young talent they can send back. And with Thompson, I wouldn't trade him if I'm Detroit. I would just kind of let your process go. Orlando could be in that conversation. People are going to say Brooklyn Nets, even though I think that you're probably on something if you think anyone wants to go to Brooklyn and try another big three or superstardom, because it just has not worked. Shout out Durant. Shout out Jason Kidd. Shout out Richard Jefferson. I can go on if you want to. Kyrie Irving, James Harden. It's just never worked. But it's got to be a team that's kind of younger on the rise. It can't – no, you know, the Knicks maybe, because you can go, hey, here's Bridges. Here's Towns. You know, but I think they got to let go of Tibbs if they can't get this done this year, and they won't.
Lonzo just found the Yes Sirs shirt, and I hate it so much. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
It's a youth shirt.
And by the way, it only comes in children's
size.
No,
it was their playoff shirt.
Was it?
It was their playoff shirt.
It must be another one.
Yeah, because when my parents were at the game, my mom's like, do I have to wear the shirt? And I go, Lisa, and I'm sorry I said your first name, Mom, but you have to. I was like, you have to put on the shirt. And she just goes, but it just doesn't match my outfit. And I go, well, you know.
You called your mom by her first name? I mean, dude, you don't do that. I don't think I've ever done that.
He's of the next generation.
I know. And I mean, you know.
I would never call my mom her. No, because then she'd hits me. And let me tell you something. She might be 5 foot, hey, but her slap hurts more than probably a John Jones punch.
My mom is also 5 foot, and I can completely agree with you there.
Yeah. She puts all the rings on one hand.
Oh, yeah.
And she's coming at you.
I got grounded once. So.
Wow.
It's probably about the same thing.
And you turned out perfectly fine.
Just fine. Just dandy. I don't say things like yes, sirs. So I feel like I did.
Hey, he's vindicated. It's actually on a shirt. Ugh. So, I mean, it's. Ugh. Yeah.
I don't like
it. So we did grounded, but we'd also get, you know. We got some altercations from my parents, and one time my brother got in so much trouble, he hid under a foosball table for 2 hours. My mom was like, get out!
Ladies and gentlemen,
calm down.
Walking living proof that hitting your children does not work. Joining us every Thursday at 9 a.m. to talk sports in general, he is the executive producer of BetMGM Tonight, which
you
can hear on this.
Spare the rod, get Rob Brown. I mean, that's what...
I mean, I turned out great. I'm an angel. I'm a cherub. I'm perfect. 7 to 11 p.m. on this and find Odyssey stations everywhere. BetMGM Tonight, the EP and buddy of the show, Hatin' Ass Mario. Big dog, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the final of round one. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you so much. See you guys tomorrow, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. BetMGM Tonight and the Bull Crew podcast available wherever you get your podcasts. Talking Charger football.
For all three Chargers fans. Buddy.
Hey.
It's
a little bit more than that.
When we come back.
Rookie of the year.
WrestleMania in the background. Lonzo and I talk WWE, AEW, and more. It is Fight Club. with the great one. I got to move my mic back. With the great one coming up next on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome to the Fight Club. Not going to apologize for spending so much time on WWE lately because it's been necessary. There's a lot of things going on and interesting directions, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to stick with it. And plus, I want to. So there.
Fair enough.
Take that, you, whoever you may be. All right, let's start here. Sami Zayn is the first to go against Seth Rollins' new faction. Is this a good move or should it have been somebody else? I mean, just I thought the whole thing Monday was actually pretty good.
I did too. I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was a good segment. I'll tell you what I find.
And I was yelling at the screen, take the deal, Sammy. Take the deal.
You know he's not going to.
You move the SmackDown, you get a title shot. I mean, you know.
You know he's not going to. It'd have been really interesting if he would, because then you're just killing the story. But here's what I really did find interesting about this. You know that I, for years, have been like, I'm pro-heel. Because over the last couple of years, I thought they've done a pretty good job at making the heels understandable. Maybe not relatable, but giving them a story, a gimmick, in which they actually have a point. Drew McIntyre had a point. Seth Rollins had a point. In fact, I still think that he does. But when you send out the ultimate babyface, Sami Zayn, and you have Seth not just order him to get broken, but then curb stomps him after he's taken a couple of spears, and the crowd is still chanting for Seth Rollins, we've hit a weird spot in wrestling. Because I don't know that you can get away, great one, with good guys and bad guys anymore. And in a situation like what you want to do with this Seth Rollins faction, I don't know how you work that into the story.
Well, the other thing, him doing what he did, Seth Rollins doing the throat slash, we know who did that last. I'm just saying, everything that Sami Zayn said is true. He just became everything that Roman Reigns was.
No, I agree. But that isn't that kind of the point? Like, are we are we good? Are we cheering that, right? And if crowds are going to cheer Seth Rollins becoming everything that he tried to set out to destroy when it was Roman doing it instead. And again, I think the story for Seth is going to be that, you know, I had to get my ass beat multiple times, multiple years before I, you know, eventually got mine at WrestleMania, and it took me joining forces with Paul Heyman to do it. I think you can tell a compelling story there, but if the crowd is going to cheer one more time when Braun Breaker hits a spear on the Ultimate over Babyface, that's going to make it challenging to tell that story.
But they kind of chant that on just about everything.
No, right? I agree. That's
yeah,
the point.
Yeah,
that's the point.
So I get what you're saying. It's got to be hard from a storytelling aspect to picture good versus evil.
Yeah, could you tell a Captain America story if the people were going, you know what, I want more Hydra? They're like, and cheering for him. Like, how am I supposed to tell a story here?
We'll see. Because rumors are that he's playing several different parts, including that guy, the Captain America that's a Hydra guy. I don't know who I thought they would be going after next, but Sami Zayn was unexpected. I'm not saying I don't like it because I do. I think it would have been more compelling to me if he took the deal, because that would have been something no one expected.
Yeah, but again, then you've told a one-night story that is kind of pointless, right? Like, unless you're going to turn Sami Zayn over on SmackDown, turn him heel. But
although you just got your friend out of the way, now you're going to go crazy. I mean, the one thing that might have held you back.
Yeah, but how is Seth Rollins stabbing a 20-plus year friend in the back in order to accomplish what he wants to accomplish and be a self-professed, self-glossed messiah? Like, if you're going to do the Messiah angle, him being willing to stab his buddy in the back when his buddy is, like, trying to pull him out of this little weird spot, I found it super compelling. On top of that, I'm also just a big Sami Zayn guy.
Well, ultimately, I'm curious about where this leads. Obviously, one of them is going to have to be champion. I think it's going to be Braun Breaker. Because I think that would be more interesting because we've seen Seth Rollins be champion. But we'll see. This is the beginning of probably a long story. All right, speaking of heels and someone who you don't like at all, Logan Paul versus Jey Uso this is not a surprise. So Logan Paul is going to take the belt off of Jey Uso.
No, he's not. Why? Why would he?
He absolutely is.
No, he's not. Not only is he not, I'd be willing to put a burger bet down on that. No, he's not. I understand that he's, you know, he's our step to the next generation of wrestling fans. Here's the thing. You know what you can't do in order to gain more wrestling fans? Lose the ones that you already have. And this guy he's just not liked.
So what you're saying is no one watches his podcast?
No.
That no one buys
non-wrestling,
his product?
Non-wrestling fans. His entire YouTube base is non-wrestling fans. Your argument in favor of Logan Paul this whole time has been to get more fans into wrestling. I don't think you're going to sacrifice the ones that already are to get him there.
I think you're generalizing to a degree. You don't know how many wrestling fans that are now wrestling fans that weren't because of the fact
Correct.
That he wrestled.
I don't know any of them. That's exactly the point.
No. Your circle, although big, not big enough to encompass the amount of people that actually watch his show. And I have watched his show since he came to wrestling. I never watched it before that because he's had wrestlers on. And the interviews are interesting because of the style of the interview. And it's a little more candid and they're a little more open. It's like a talking to your bro podcast. And you learn some things from stuff like that. So I've found his podcast interesting when he's had wrestlers on. And I think if you're a non-fan, you also found them interesting, then you're starting to watch the product. But that's just me. I still say Logan Paul wins the championship. No one thought he was going to win the last championship he got. And he hasn't won a world championship. Jay's going to keep it for a while. But and I'm not, I don't know that Logan wins it right away, but I think he beats him for it.
I don't, but what the hell do I know? The guy sucks.
Stephanie McCour overshadows all of the women on the main roster. When will she move up? You're going to disagree with me that she overshadows everyone.
No, I'm absolutely not. I think she does. Stephanie Beaucaire has become everything that Becky Lynch was during the man run. She is right now everything. She is a phenomenal wrestler. She's got a great look. She's got a dope entrance. Her kind of badass aura is fantastic. And on top of that, she ain't bad on the ice.
Well, there's that too. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to push the back at that at all. In fact, even the buddies who are like borderline wrestling fans or casual wrestling fans are dropping Vakir clips on me like, who is this chick? It's like the future.
Did they listen to her talk? Because that adds to it. I'm just saying. The accent.
It absolutely does.
Yeah, it does. All right. I think she moves up soon, and they have no choice. But according to stories, she decided she wanted to go to NXT first to learn the WWE style. I think she's got it. I think she's got it down. She's the NXT champion right now. I think she could move up and immediately be vying for one of the main titles. Probably not Tiffy's.
But no, definitely not Tiffy's.
Yeah, probably not Tiffy's. All right. JD McDonagh's return. By the way, looked good.
He looked good.
He looked really good. I don't know. There's something about, did he do something, like spend some time on the rack or something? His head doesn't look as big.
He came back yoked, dude.
Yeah, so that's what you think. Yeah, he just...
I think he's just bigger. But then again,
he got tired of all the MODOK jokes and just went and decided, I'm going to make this look right.
Well, I think most dudes who and gals, I think most of the wrestlers who take a break and get some time to, you know, recuperate, come back bigger and badder than they were. But no, he looked great. Him and Finn both look good.
Yeah, if you're a wrestling fan, how can you not be a fan of him now, knowing what he did, finishing a match with a punctured lung and broken ribs and all that stuff?
He was on a, I don't remember whose pod, but he was on a pod a couple of weeks ago before he like really had to disappear for a while. And he was talking about how there's a competition in the back room about who can back body drop him from the highest height, like who can get him up in the air for the back body drop the highest. And he said that, and I can't remember who it was, but he said he took one. I think he said it may have been Braun Breaker. He said he threw me so high in the air that when I flipped over and saw how high I was, I just went on the way down, oh, before I hit and like that. But he said it's my idea. I'm encouraging it. When I go for that break, I'm like, get me up there. I'm going to launch as high as I can. I love this dude. This dude is 100% putting it on the line. I think he deserves more than he gets. I hope him and Finn get tag team title runs at some point.
Yeah, I think Finn's going to be out of Judgment Day pretty soon, but I don't know. We'll see. I have two more things I want to get to. I have more, but that's fine. Stone Cold turned down $1 million. Speaking of Logan Paul, turned down $1 million to not put the Prime bottle on. Rob Brown.
Good.
Mister, if the Live Tour called me today, I'd be gone. You wearing that Prime bottle?
For $1 million?
Yes.
I mean, I would have to say yes. I would have to say you sold out, because $1 million is a life-changing amount of money, and I would have to swallow my shame and pride. Now, if I'm Steve Austin, no. If right. I already live right. on a mansion and I've got $1 million, then no, bleep that guy. Absolutely not. But this may shock you. I do not live in a mansion or have $1 million.
Allegedly. So. Allegedly. We don't know. We don't know. Only a very few have been there. So
yesterday, I spent 3 hours laying mulch in a garden. If I had $1 million, somebody else would have been laying mulch in a garden.
Or you spent 3 hours directing the help.
No, I was the help. I do not have $1 million.
All right. One last thing. Liv Morgan's movie has been announced. It is called Bad Lieutenant, Tokyo. It will follow the Bad Lieutenant, a corrupt gambler in the Metropolitan Police Force, who finds himself thrown into a tangled case after an enigmatic FBI agent arrives in Tokyo to investigate the disappearance of a politician's daughter, played by Liv Morgan. Meanwhile, a deviant killer operating in the Yakuza underworld seems to be shadowing their moves. There we go. Big break for Liv Morgan. She's going to be in...
Who else is in this movie?
I don't know their names. Mm. I mean, I could read their names, but you won't know them either.
So maybe we this maybe is like we the, little it's the Marine. Maybe yeah, we lean a say, little heavy yeah. on big Hollywood.
This is the Marine Six, Tokyo. Yeah.
I need to know what you decided to pass up on to tell us about that. What else was on the cheat sheet that you did not get to tell us
all
about
right,
that?
All right, I'll just tell you two things. Tony D and Stax are going at it now. The family is over.
I much rather would have talked about that.
And also, Sol Ruka winning the belt. I was going to ask, what is the best finisher in all of wrestling
Soul
right now?
So gross.
Yes.
It's so nasty. I love it. Bronze Spear and the Soul Snatcher are the answers. All right. Got a few more things to get to before we get up out of here for the day. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Rob Lonzo and you, the Rob Brown Show, is on the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ben Affleck says, I'm on vacation. Brady happens to be there. He calls me. He's like, hey, I need somebody to play catch with. He goes, he took me to the Super Bowl. I heard that story, and I'm like, I get it. Because back in like 2008, 9, it was in the training camp leading up to the year that the Saints won the Super Bowl. I was working for Roy Jones Jr. at the time. And he was getting set for a fight in Biloxi that I was going to be on the call for. And his manager, a guy by the name of McGee, who's super stellar dude, McGee found me doing the local sports talk down there in Destin, hired me to come on board to work for Roy's company. He calls me. He's like, hey, you're a Saints fan, right? I said, yeah. He goes, we're going to camp tomorrow. I'll pick you up. It's like, oh, all right, whatever. Called in, got the day off. Rode over to New Orleans with Roy, and we went to Saints camp. And while we were there, they were having a practice. Drew Brees was throwing passes to Lance Moore. And we're all over on the sideline. They're throwing up and down the sideline, getting warmed up. Brees is catching, handing the ball off to, I think it was Chase Daniel was the backup at the time. He's throwing it back over. Drew was working with, I don't know who was catching passes for him. I'm so blanked out. But during that little pitch and catch session, while they were getting warmed up pre-practice, Lance Moore, I was standing right next to him watching this play out, because in my head, I'm like, I'm going to pick one off, right? Like, I'm going to just grab one. And Lance Moore at one point looks at me, and, you know, I'm just this standard 20-whatever-year-old white dude, and he's like, hey, step in real quick. And I don't remember how to do it. Like, adjust his pads or adjust his equipment or something. But he's like, step in real quick. And so I'm like, you want me to what now? He's like, step in real quick. So I caught like two passes from Drew Brees. And both times that a Drew Brees spiral is coming at my face. I've never been that nervous in my life. I told the wife this. I was less nervous standing in front of friends and family to get married, less nervous about that than I was catching a pass from Drew Brees. I have skydived, less nervous jumping out of an airplane than I was to catch a pass from Drew Brees. Everything I've ever done in my life.
Did you catch them both?
I caught both of them. 2 for 2. Second one, I thought there was going to be a little bit of a bobble, but like both one, I mean, just in the chest. Like,
also not hands.
No. Just, okay. I didn't have to move. I could have just put my hands in my chest and he'd have hit them both times.
So your hands were there. You didn't catch with your chest.
No.
Okay, all right.
No, there was no chance that I was embarrassing myself in front of Drew Brees. The point is, at the end of the day, Aflac had that feeling with Brady. I get it. Boys gonna be boys, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to do it if you're asked to do it. All right, speaking of Tom Brady, the first thing he's asking is Bill Belichick.
Okay, this story that we got into yesterday gets progressively dumber. Lonzo doesn't understand how public relations works.
Oh, no, I do. I do. I was right. And usually when I'm right, it doesn't get mentioned on the entire show.
No.
I just want to point that out.
The University of North Carolina put out a statement.
No, I'm talking about Bill Belichick's statement.
The University of North Carolina put out a statement from Bill Belichick where Belichick basically says what Lonzo said yesterday, that it was a false narrative and that it was snipped and clipped and edited to look and appear a certain way.
To defend your brothers. Go ahead.
Defending my brothers.
Your secret society.
Wait, hang on. We make the assumption, guy with camera and microphone obviously is lying. There's no chance that maybe Bill's lying.
You could yell louder.
I know that because...
Listen, that's a fine, upstanding citizen there who's never done anything outside of the law or against public opinion. Bill Belichick, I mean, that's the guy you want to grow up to be.
Yes, the assumption is the media was lying, not Bill. Here's my favorite thing that's the new conspiracy theory that is broken out after all of this whole thing. The conspiracy theory that's broken out is the reason that they don't want to tell the story of how they actually met is because Belichick was recruiting cheerleaders for the Patriots. And people are like, why? That's weird. The conspiracy theory floating around now is Bill was recruiting cheerleaders to act as his spies because nobody would suspect the cheerleaders. And he was personally recruiting Jordan to be a cheerleader and therefore a spy. And that's how they got close. And they made up the story about him helping her with her psychology homework as a cover. I elect to fully believe it's true.
This sounds like an episode of Charlie's Angels.
It really does.
I'm just saying where Bill Belichick is actually Charlie. All right.
I elect to believe it's entirely true.
The next thing is asking is Dakota Kai.
She is asking. We talked about this yesterday, if I recall correctly.
No.
Is there something new?
Type in her name right now. While we're talking, type in her name and prepare to be surprised.
Dakota Kai with curls?
Yes. No. Do you see it?
With the curly haircut?
Yeah, because it doesn't look like her. I'm like, that's not her. Why would they put, you have to look really close to go, okay, that's her. That should have been her look all along. I'm just saying it's trending because that it's such a contrast to what she normally looks like.
Shout out Dakota Kai.
Look at you. See, you saw the same thing that everyone saw that caused it to trend on X.
What you say, Dakota Kai?
All right. The next thing that's Xing is he's 40.
Thanks, Lulu Kessin. You got me trending.
That's
national.
It's
not about me?
No, that was like 6:30 this morning. Okay. I found that.
Well, it takes a little while to get trending. I got nothing. He's a man. He's 40.
Well, he's actually 42, but that's why it's trending. LeBron.
Aha. You know what else he is? Eliminated from the playoffs.
That he is.
Headed to Cancun.
All right. The next thing that's asking is Benny Hill.
I got nothing.
All right. For some reason, the internet has decided that Captain Kangaroo, I know you don't know who he is, is Benny Hill. Even though clearly he is not Benny Hill. Benny Hill's that show as a kid, a teen, a preteen that you sneak and watch. That was Benny Hill.
The only thing I know about Benny Hill is that's where the song that plays in every movie where they're hilariously chasing each other around comes from.
That's, yeah, but it's all scantily clad women that are doing the
chasing. But that, they just use that song for everything else. I don't know anything else about Benny Hill or Captain Kangaroo.
I don't know if that originated on that show or not, but it definitely made
it's
it popular.
It's a theme song to the show. That's my understanding.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, we got to go. I don't want to.
I have one more.
Oh,
yeah,
fire away.
To Undertaker.
Because he's 73 today.
He showed up on NXT and told Obafemi, this is your yard now.
Oh, got the old Mark Calloway rub. Interesting. Hey, that's it for us. Thanks for being here. If you didn't enjoy it, you have bad taste in radio. Come back tomorrow. We'll try again and be even better. He's Lonzo. I'm Rob. That's the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.